We continue 21 lines down from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We just got through discussing Rabbi Yitzchak's comment that God only gets angry once. And now the Gemara challenges that with the following statement. Ini, is that really the case? Ve'ha'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, shtei mesrei shaos ha've'hayom. Rav tells us that there are 12 hours in a day. And what happens during those 12 hours? Following significant things that God is involved with. Shalosh harishonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Osek B'Torah. The first 3 hours of the day, God is studying Torah. Shnios, the second 3 hours of the day, Yoshev Vidan Es Kol HaOlam Kulo. He is judging the entire world. And Kivan Sharosh and Ischayv Olam Kliya Omed Mikisei HaDin VYoshev HaKisei Rachamim. And once he realizes that the whole world is deserves to be destroyed, he then gets up from his throne of judgment and then moves to his seat of mercy. Shlishios, the third set of 3 hours during the day. What does he do? Yoshev Zun es kol olam kulo. He sustains the whole entire world. Mikarnei re'emim ad beitzei kinim. Even the horns of the beasts and the eggs of lice. So he's busy sustaining the world. Revi'ios. How about the fourth set, the last 3 hours of the day? What is God doing? Yoshev umesachek im Livyasan. He is laughing with the Livyasan. Shenemar Livyasan zeyasarta lesachek bo. The Livyasan was created to laugh with it. And therefore you see that God laughs every single day. Not that God laughs only one time. So how could Rabbi Yitzchak's statement does not seem to be accurate? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak reconciles the contradiction. Imbriosav misachek v'albriosav eno misachek. God laughs with his creations all the time, at least once a day. But God only laughs at his creations only that one time. Now, it's an important question to ask, what's the significance of God laughing every day? And Rav Herschel Schechter quotes Rabbi Soloveitchik in one of his Sfarim, Nevesh HaRav, that perhaps the significance of this idea that God laughs every day is V'halachta v'drachav, that we are required to imitate God, and if God has moments in his day where he is happy and is laughing, that should teach us and instruct us that we shouldn't always take things so seriously, that we should have a lighter side. And that's an important message for us to take with us. Amr Leir Rav Achal Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. However, Rav Acha says to Rav Nachman the following melancholy statement. Miyom Shachar Ves HaMikdash Ein Schok LaHakadosh Baruch Hu. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, God ceased to laugh. Umin Olanda Lecha Schok. And now we have to find the source for the fact that God no longer laughs. Ilei Mamidichsi Vayikra Hashem Elokim Tzvakos Bayomahu Lebechi Ulumispedu Lekarcha. If it's the pasuk from Yeshaya talking about the day of the Churban, where God called out saying that this is a day for crying and mourning, Dilmahahu Yoma Vesulo. Maybe it's only that particular day which is set aside for crying, but not the rest of the year. So that's not a good source. Eladachsiv imesh kachech Yerushalayim tishkachi mini tidbak l'shoni l'chiki imlo eskerechi. And then, of course, the pasuk imlo ales Yerushalayim arosh simchasi. That if I forget Yerushalayim, then my right hand should be cut off. My tongue should cling to my mouth if I don't forget you. Perhaps that pasuk is also not teaching us a prohibition of simcha, dilma shichacha hu, or of schok, dilma shichacha hu deleka, of al schok miyaika. Maybe the whole point here is just not to forget. That doesn't mean you can't laugh. Just because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, that doesn't mean we can't laugh. It just means we shouldn't forget. So rather, the Gemara says, or provides us with the third possibility, elameha, a different pasuk from Yeshaya, hechasheisi me'olam acharish esapak, I've been silent forever, and I have been restrained. And the idea here being that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that's when the silence and the restraint kicked in. Now, if that's the case, then that there is no more schok, well, what does God do during the last set of the day, the last 3 hours? What is he doing? Birivios mayavid? Well, what does God do now during those last 3 hours from 9 to 12? So, Gemara answers, Yoshev umelamed tinokol shel beis rabban. During that time, he now sits and teaches Torah to the children, tinokol shel beis rabban. What children is he teaching? He's teaching the children who died young, as Rashi points out, the gemulei chalav, those children who died young. They're in Shemayim with him. He is studying with them Torah. Shenemar es mi yoredeya ves mi yavin shmua. Who seeks knowledge and who needs explanation? Gemulei mechalav atike mishadayim. Those who were weaned from milk and removed from their mother's breasts. L'mi yoredeya l'mi yavin shmua. Who needs it? Those children are the ones who need it. And again, as Rashi said, the children who died young, those are the ones that God is sitting and teaching during these last 3 hours of the day. But now the Gemara asks, well, if that's what God is doing now, then before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when it was permitted to laugh, who was teaching the children during that time? Ibois Ema, some say, Metatron, it was one of the angels, Metatron, who was teaching the children. Others say God was actually doing both. Now, it is important to point out the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, or right after Hilchos Tisha B'Av, we're told, Asr la'adam sheyemalei piv schok ba'olam hazeh, that there is a prohibition for a person to be happy in this world, to laugh. That everything we do should be done with a sense of mourning, knowing that the Beis HaMikdash is no longer with us. Now, obviously, this is a very difficult level to reach, particularly in our days, where we struggle with all sorts of concepts of mourning on a national level. And therefore, a lot of the poskim try to distinguish between laughing in a more casual way as opposed to yemalei piv, az yemalei schok pinu. And eventually, there'll be a time where our mouths will be filled with schok, with laughter. So now we can't be malei schok, can't be filled with laughter, but there can be an element of laughter. There could be an element of humor. And that, again, connecting to the idea that the vort of Rabbi Soloveitchik, this idea of having a lighter side to a person is important. That's a fulfillment of the halachta bitrachav. And the Gemara continues, now that we've established what God does during the first 12 hours of the day, we want to know what God does during the last 12 hours of the day. Ubalayla may avid. So what does God do at night? Ibois ema me'ein yamama. Some say that God does exactly the same thing in the evening that he does in the day, so it's just 12-hour cycles that repeats over and over again. V'ibois ema, others say, rochev al kruv kal shelo, v'shat b'shmona asar elef olamos. Some say, no, in the evening, God rides on a very fast kruv, one of the kruvim, and he travels throughout the 18,000 worlds. Shenemar Rachav Elokim Ribosayim Elef Shinan, or Shinan, that God's chariot is thousands of angels. Al Tikri Shinan, don't read it as Shinan, Ela She'enan, that it is not. What do you mean it is not? So the Ribosayim refers to thousands, which is more than 1,000, meaning 2,000, and therefore it's ribosayim alfei she'enan, it's 20,000 minus 2, and that's the worlds that God flies through in the evening time. What exactly does that mean that God is writing through 18,000 words or worlds? The Iyun Yaakov wants to argue that based on the last pasuk in Yechezkel, the last pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel tells us that man is the 18,000 people that are around God, that are saviv God. It seems to be this indication that there are 18,000 men that are most closest to God, and perhaps each one is considered his or her own world. So those 18,000 worlds that God is traveling through every night are the 18,000 of his closest confidants. V'ibois Ema, some say, you know what God does in the evening hours? Yoshev v'shomea shira mipichayos. He listens to the singing of the holy angels, the chayos yishoreru. Shenemar, as it says, Yomam yitzav Hashem chasto ubalaila shiro imi. In the daytime, God commands his chesed, his kindness. In the evening, shiro imi, then there's song.